Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kennedy, I have my wife standing by on the hotline.
It's my favorite thing in the world.
I want to talk to her about our long weekend trip over the weekend. We had a friend that turned 40 years old, and she wanted to just have a huge party with all of her friends. So her husband had a blowout on Nantucket. It was the greatest weekend I think I've ever seen. And I think why it was so special is because there were no kids there.
That is very freeing, isn't it?
Oh my gosh.
It makes you all get buck wild.
Just being able to sleep in past 6:30 and not having kids jumping on you and waking you up so
or
early.
Or us yelling at you.
Right. All of it. Good morning, Lana.
Good morning.
Hey, boo.
Best part of the weekend, not having kids, right?
Yeah. That was pretty awesome. couple days away. Good.
She woke up one morning at like 8:30. She's like, I haven't slept till 8:30. I don't know, in like 6 years.
Yeah.
But something happened at the beginning of the weekend that I think put a little funny spin on the weekend. I won like $500 from all my friends in the first 2 hours that we were hanging out together.
What do you guys do?
Right? Exactly. What do they do? They had this game. Did you play this game at all, Lana?
I have played this game in Nantucket. But I've played it several times and I suck at it and I still don't know how to play it.
Actually. I don't know how to play it either. And I won $500.
Because that is the most Carson thing that happens.
Right.
So it's called Shut.
I mean, completely a Carson thing.
Right.
It's called Shut the Box. And it's this little dice game and you have this word up there and it happens to say Nantucket and you roll a number and the letter corresponds with a number and you close it. And if you close out the last thing.
I know what you're doing. Right? I had that game when I was
right.
a kid.
Right, exactly.
Wow.
It's been around forever. And so, but if nobody, like if one person shuts it out, then somebody can match it and then they end up putting more money. Now they start the game and they're playing for like $40. I'm like, I'm not spending $40 to play some game I don't even know how to play. So they play a couple of rounds and I'm just sitting there, right? Just hanging out, having a beer, and then they lower the price for me. So I now for $20.
Yes, we will deign to allow you into the game. $20.
Suddenly, alligator arms is getting interesting.
So for $20, I'm in the game, and of course, the first round, I shut the box. Now, just because you shut the box doesn't mean you win. Everybody else in the game gets a chance to shut the box. And there is $500 on the line. And we go all around, all 10 people. Nobody else shuts the box. And I win. First time I've ever played the game. First time I go. $500. Thank you very much. I quit this game. I'm walking away.
You're that guy.
And everyone hated us the rest of the weekend.
Really?
Pretty much.
No, just kidding.
Is it because he walked away with the money? And didn't put it back in and start over?
Oh, you know Carson walked away with the money. They lowered the entry price because he's cheap, and then he takes all their money.
Did you at least buy everyone a round of drinks?
So did you just take the money out of your pocket, out of his pocket, and just start spending it? Because that's what I would have done.
100%. I went shopping.
No, she did. Actually, I did. Anytime I had a chance to like buy a round, I spent the money. And in fact,
the guilt is real.
I will tell you this. They hired this DJ from Dorchester. I never heard of this guy before. His name is DJ Joe. He could be the greatest DJ I've ever heard in my life. And that is not spin. We should have this guy doing the Friday free for all.
I was gonna say literally anybody else doing the Friday
free for all.
I would relinquish the Friday free for all to DJ Joe from Pride.
He really racked his name with the brain, huh? DJ Joe.
I think he has some DJ name, but it wasn't that kind of part.
Okay, DJ Dan.
I'm just. So anyway,
said with great love.
So I don't have a DJ
at the end of the party, I had about 200 of the 500 left, and I'm like, Joe, I've been around the music industry and DJing for 20 years. You were the best DJ I've ever seen. It was like having DJ AM at your house party. It was incredible.
Okay.
So I tipped him.
It was.
I tipped him the last $200 I had won from everybody.
Let's say
else.
You hadn't had that $200. Would you have tipped the best DJ in the world?
$20.
Wow.
Thank God for Shut the Box.
Lana, you are so lucky.
I am. I'm winning in life.
So, what do a bunch of 40-year-old white people in Nantucket get down to at a DJ party?
Oh, it was all like 90s hip hop, Dan. It was like right, like 2000s, 90s.
And Lana, we were told there were no White Claws present. How is this possible?
I don't know, because the last time I was there, there were a lot of White Claws, but this time it was a lot of tequila.
Oh, okay. All right.
Ain't no laws when you're drinking tequila either, trust me. In my experience.
All right. I love you, babe. Have a good day.
I love you, too. Bye, guys.
Bye, girl.
All right, goodbye. Talk to you later. Oh, oh, that was fantastic. So if somebody knows DJ Joe, we should get him to do the Friday Free For All one week, seriously. Apparently, he's a firefighter in Brookline, like a fifth-generation firefighter. The guy was incredible. If you know him, please get him to us.
I just love that Carson has a crush on this man. Lana's like, okay, well, glad we spent all weekend together, and you like the DJ more than me.
We invited him. He spent the night at the house that night. Amazing. And then he came and partied with us on Sunday. We all loved him so much.
He got paid to rage in Nantucket. That guy's doing it right.
He did.
He's thriving.
He is living his best life.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.